This is 517 Redeem the Podcast. I'm your prophetic host, Markeith McDaniels. I know what it means to walk in darkness with no light in sight. Know this, in the beginning, when darkness covered all the waters of the face of the deep, before he spoke light into existence, before he said one word, he had a plan of redemption in place for us. At 517 Redeemed, you will get powerful teachings, prophetic warfare prayer, healing and deliverance. Nothing is impossible with God, and his miracle wonders are always on display in our lives and around us. And he is always in a good mood about us. Hallelujah. You are now listening to 517 Redeemed, the podcast. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to 517 Redeemed, the podcast. Welcome to this new episode. This episode is brought to you by the Kingdom of God, the greatest sponsor since before time existed. I am Markeith, and I am humbled to serve and to be part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us this episode. You are accepted and loved. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. His works are wonderful. Know it well. I know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. His works are wonderful. You may as well know it. Hallelujah. This segment here is called Never Thirst Again. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're coming about John chapter 4. You see, in John chapter 4, there's a story of Jesus Christ going through Samaria to get to Galilee. You see, he touched down in Samaria in a city called Sychar. You know, he stopped by, rested a little bit over at the Jacob's Well. You see, this is the scene of this story here. Now we're going to go ahead and get into verse 5 to verse 10. Verse 5 to 10 reads, he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son, Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. Then came a woman of Samaritan origin to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me something to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then the woman said of Samaritan origin to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, which am a woman of Samaritan origin? For the Jews have no dealings with us Samaritans. Okay, verse 10, Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God, who is that said to thee, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. Amen. Now let's go ahead and open this thing up in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the reading of the word. We pray, Father God, that your word, hallelujah, will not fall on deaf ears, Lord God. We thank you, God, that your word is both living and active, Father God, is sharper than any double-edged sword, Lord God, able to cut through joint and marrow, Lord God, and even able to get directly into the soul, Father God. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, that your spirit, hallelujah, with your spirit of the living God, spirit of the living God, I call upon you and I invite you, hallelujah, into this recording. I invite you into this meeting in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 that you come and rightfully divide the word of truth, Father God. Hallelujah, let the truth, because your word says that you shall know the truth, and the truth is what sets us free. So, Lord God, we invite your presence. Hallelujah, come into the room, God. Thank you, God. Fill this place with your presence, God. Take over the atmosphere, Lord God. Fill the atmosphere with your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you so much. God, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we invite your angels, Lord. Let your angels enter into the room, Father God. And anything that is not of you and not of your spirit, hallelujah, not on the home team of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, we cast down those vain imaginations in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and destroy the works of darkness and break every yoke in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, the story, you know, inspired me to, you know, ask a couple questions. You know, there's a whole lot of wisdom that could be gained from this story here. Amen. So how many times, you know, in a situation like this, right, have God showed up in our lives, you know, or in a setting where he's trying to get our attention? He has something to give to us, something good to give to us at that. And then we assume that God isn't for us. Sometimes our experiences make it hard to believe that God is for us and he has a plan for us. And all it takes is just something very, very small. And that's just our attention and recognizing who he is, who it is that is in front of us trying to give us something. And all it takes is just a little bit of faith. Amen. You see, we will find that there is no such thing. You know, it doesn't matter what it is you've been through. God is for you. There's no such thing. You know, the devil is a lie. You'll find that he is for you. He is for us. And all we need to do is to prepare the way of the Lord and make clean paths for him. And our hearts, like John mentioned, hallelujah, in the beginning of this chapter in the book of John. Amen. We narrow the path and make every crooked road straight, because broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. The people that find it are very few, as the scripture says. Why don't they find it? Why is there only a few people that find this way? A lot of times it's because of blindness, misconceptions, doctrines of the world, doctrines of demons, and misunderstandings of who God really is. You see, it doesn't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter where you came from. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you have in your pockets. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. It doesn't matter your status in this life. God is for you and he wants you. He wants to drink of life with you. Now, I want you to do a mental exercise with me. This is nothing crazy, I promise you. If you're listening to this while you're driving, and I would like to caution you to keep your eyes on what's happening on the road and around your vehicle. Amen. Now, if you could, go ahead and listen on. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes with me and picture a flowing river. Now, picture that this river is flowing and flowing and flowing, and then there's a lot of things being put into this river that all of a sudden block the river, kind of like a dam. You know, you see a beaver building a dam and blocking the flow of the river. You see, when the river is stopped up with too much mud and rocks, the flow gets stopped up. It's no longer flowing. You see, the living waters is stopping this flow. You see, the mud is sin in our lives, and the blocks are stumbling blocks of offenses and doubt. So much stress of dealing with life in this world and its systems, with the worries that come along with it. Eventually, the river dries up and dies and is no longer a river, stopping the natural life-giving stream that flows. Now, I want you to picture the flow being unblocked. Hallelujah. Right now, we are repenting, which means to turn away from the practices of sin. Hallelujah. To change your mind about that practice, that it is evil and not good. Hallelujah. We are now living by the faith that the just shall live by. As the scripture says, the just shall live by faith. And we're casting all our cares upon him because he cares for you. Let the rivers of living waters flow. Hallelujah. Now open your eyes and let us move on to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1 to 2 reads, "On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. On that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more, declares the Lord Almighty. I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land." Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, "With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." Thank you, Jesus. "You are renewed." Romans chapter 12, verse 2 reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Hallelujah. We know God's will by prayer and by asking. spending time with God, giving Him all of us as He gives us a new heart and mind. As we learn to discern His presence, we can better discern His will. These things are spiritually discerned. If you would ask, then you would know. Many scriptures encourage us to ask or to seek God. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, verse 13 to 14 reads, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." Hallelujah. There's plenty to reference. So let that bless you with encouragement to draw closer to God. Amen. Now let's get on back to John chapter 4. Now we're going to go ahead and read verse 10 to 11. It says, "Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, you would have asked me, and he would have given you living water." In verse 11, "The woman said to him, Sir, you got nothing to draw with, and the well is too deep. From how or where have you got this living water?" Amen. So I'm going to jump around a little bit. Okay. So Psalm chapter 42, verse 7 reads, "Deep calls unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are going over me." Hallelujah. All thy waves are washing over me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see, in this verse, the woman had to ask, you know, how are you going to, you know, get this living water? Where are you going to get it from? The well is too deep. Now, as you can see, she's not talking about the well, you know, and the Jacob's land that, you know, was given to Jacob, to Joseph. She's talking about her spiritual well. She's talking about herself. The well is too deep. Amen. So deep cries out unto deep. The pain is too deep a lot of times. You see, we must be honest with our soul searching, be honest with ourselves, and honest before God. "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, a steadfast spirit in me, in us, a spirit that stands on your every word, O God, on the word of God," hallelujah, "and abides in his presence and every breakthrough." Thank you, Jesus. Now let's get on to verse 13. To verse 13, it said, "Jesus answered her, Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again." Talking about the water at the well, the physical water for the physical body. In verse 14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." Hallelujah. "But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, we've tried so many things in our lives to try to bring fulfillment. Things like drugs, relationships, alcohol, money, and material gain. Many things that do not sustain, but give a momentary pleasure. Eventually, it gets old, it gets stale, or it dries up. We end up thirsting again for other things because these are meant not to fulfill and make us whole. We will thirst again. We want something else now. We need something new. You see, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, let's go on ahead and get to verse 15 through 19. Amen. You see, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I would never thirst again. You know, neither have to come here to draw." Amen. Jesus said to her, "Go. Call your husband and come back here." The woman answered and said, I ain't got no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said it very well. You have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and whom you have right now is not your husband. And that you said right." Hallelujah. Verse 19, "The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshiped in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Okay, trying to change the subject a little bit. But praise God, God knows how to still bring it back to the main subject and keep it about the root. Amen. No matter how much we try to dance around the issue and deny the true problem, God is trying to get to the nature of the thing that is holding us back from everlasting life. He wants to give you the cup of life, living waters. All you got to do is ask, and all you got to do is be honest with the very thing that is keeping you from getting the living water. Amen. Now, remember the mental exercise we did in the beginning here. The thing that was blocking the flow of the stream of living water in your life. Now, some of these things could be false realities. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Now, what is the darkness in your life that has become the norm and now mistaken as light? What is evil that is good because we live in a world that accepts it as good? What is bitter in your life that is now accepted as sweet because you know no other way to deal with it? Is it a sin? Is it an addiction? Is it a sickness or a disease? Is it a trauma yet to be healed and overcome and holding you back? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 through 10. "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of the drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who knows what's in it? But I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." Picture the rocks being miraculously removed. Now, okay, going back to that exercise. Now, picture the rocks miraculously being removed. Hallelujah. And all the dirt and the grime being cleansed. It is now clean in Jesus' name. Then the flow and the stream, it starts flowing again. The living waters is flowing again. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, you see, it says, "We have the promise of the Holy Spirit. On the last day, that great day of feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." Hallelujah. But now that Jesus is glorified, hallelujah, within us, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. "Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. As you glorify Jesus in your life, in these areas of struggle and every kind of difficulty, let Jesus in and be glorified. Let God be exalted. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let that addiction or disease and every kind of darkness be scattered. Let the Lord is as high above all nations, hallelujah, and his glory above the heavens, which is above everything, even the things in your life troubling you today." Hallelujah. We are the tree, and he is that living water stream. What would be the tree without some kind of water source? Now, what is a river? What is rivers of living water? Consistency, a flow, healing waters, and blessing are God's provision. What is living water? It is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know this truth, and this truth shall set you free. Amen. What is the belly? It is our inner being, or the deepest parts of our hearts, our minds, our spirit. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Guard your heart now. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It teaches us to guard our heart. It says, guard your heart above all else, for from it flows the springs of life. Or this, it is the wellspring of life, or it is the, it has the issues of life. Out of it flows the issues of life. Hallelujah. Only if you'd ask of him, he will give you living water, he said. Out of your belly will flow streams of living water. Thank you, Jesus. And these streams are the gifts and fruit of the Spirit. And in these streams, there's every provision of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Now, remember, in verse 11, she was saying that the well is too deep. Amen. Meaning that it's running out of water, running out of things to be grateful for and reasons to want to wake up in the morning. This thing called life ain't what you thought it would be. We got to dig a little bit deeper for that life-giving water. That's if you fake it until you make it. You got to, you know, dig a little deep to bring out that smile. You got to dig a little deep to bring out that good attitude. You got to dig a little deep to have that good, positive energy to carry out through your day. That's if you fake it till you make it. You see, Christ said, if you ask, he will give it to you freely, and it will naturally flow. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Let's say it's the heart that the Bible is talking about, right? The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. It is the wellspring of life. The well being a symbol of the heart explains that the heart is deep and it is empty. The heart is running out of water. It has chased after everything that does not sustain. It only gave you momentary pleasure. And like a vapor, it is now gone with the wind. Now the heart is empty and the yearning is there. You need something else, so it's on to the next. You need something new. You need something more. Hallelujah. You see, consumerism has made many trillions of dollars with that. Because you constantly need something new, right? You just can't be fulfilled in it. You see, if you ask him, he'll give you living water and you will never thirst again. Water represents healing and it represents life. Hallelujah. And it represents restoration because there's a constant new flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every wave. Thank you, Lord. And every current, hallelujah, is the newness and the washingness and the cleansing, hallelujah, of the living waters just flowing and flowing and flowing, being renewed day by day. You shall never thirst again because there's an endless supply of life in these waters that Jesus give. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He will give you a new life. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Christ said it from his own mouth. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Now, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this word, God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that your word, which is living and active, hallelujah, will carry on through the power of the Holy Spirit. And do, Father God, what it is that you wanted to do, Father God. Send forth your angels, Lord God. Hallelujah, to carry your heavenly edicts, Lord God, and your decrees, and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to the cleansing stream segment. Hallelujah. This cleansing stream, we're going to do some prayers of healing some traumas. Thank you, Jesus. Healing some traumas, a few emotional traumas, physical traumas. We're going to pray and release some healing, some sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So right now, I'm going to loose and pray. Hallelujah. And set the captives free and bring healing, divine inner healing. Thank you, Jesus. From rape and molestation, your torment ends now in Jesus' name. You shall no longer be tormented in any kind of way from the rape and the molestation that you have experienced as a child. And one of them is a woman who's been raped as a teen. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer be tormented. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, I speak to this tormentor in the name of Jesus. I bind you, devil. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You tormentor, you liar, you thief. I break the curse off this woman. I break the curse off this man. I break the curse off this daughter. It belongs to Christ. They belong to Christ. In the name of Jesus, they belong to Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon them. Hallelujah. And as you are bound, loose, hallelujah, the angels with destructive power, with powers of destruction to destroy these demons in the name of Jesus in every area of their lives. Hallelujah. I decree and declare now, loose healing, inner healing, mental healing in the name of Jesus. Break through now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose the peace of God now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 See, there's somebody who's been having suicidal thoughts. Now, suicide is nothing to really, you know, look away from. See, the spirit of death needs to be dealt with, you know, and we're going to go ahead and deal with the spirit of death, you know, trying to encourage you into thinking that suicide is something good. Amen. So you're going to agree with me in dealing with this and breaking this off of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I have something to say to you, you know, that God wants to say to you. Hallelujah. Right now, I cancel the death assignment on your life in the name of Jesus. I speak life. You shall live and you shall not die. Amen. The spirit of death is now lifted up off of you in the name of Jesus. Christ died so you can live. He came so you have life and the life filled with abundance and prosperity. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you always. Hallelujah. You are not alone. There's many that do love you and care for you. God is number one on that list. Amen. I love you. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. You are loved and not alone. Don't believe the lies of the evil. Hallelujah. Do not believe the lies of the evil one. He is a liar and he has been lying since the beginning. I pray that God delivers you from all kinds of evil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, loose your angels right now. With destructive power, hallelujah, with powers of destruction, hallelujah, to destroy every work of darkness, hallelujah, in this person's life, Father God, destroying the effects, hallelujah, of unrighteousness, destroying the effects of the lies and the works of darkness in the name of Jesus, overthrow, tear down, and rebuild, hallelujah, build, hallelujah, pillars of righteousness in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, which is peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost, peace, joy, and righteousness reign and rule in your life now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose, hallelujah, yourself, hallelujah, as an all-consuming fire in this person's life. Burn it all up, consume it all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That he shall only burn, that he shall only yearn, that he shall only desire for all eternally, hallelujah, for you, Lord God. Set him ablaze, Lord God, until he only burns for you, Father. Hallelujah, tell you to be the only flame as an all-consuming fire burning within his soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let there be light in the midst of his darkness. Be the light in the midst of his darkness, Father God. For you are the light of the Lord, Father. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody had a car accident, you know, that resulted in a brain trauma. You know, every so often you break out with these migraines and you have trouble with your thinking patterns and you can't focus and can't think straight right now or loose and release the healing anointing upon you and your situation, upon your mind, upon your brain. Hallelujah. And I command this brain to be restored in the name of Jesus. I loose the balm of Gilead upon your brain. Hallelujah. The healing balm, the healing anointing, the healing solvent of Jesus Christ. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There are angels right now in the room with you. There are angels right now, hallelujah, carrying out the heavenly edict as ministering spirits, hallelujah. As the Bible says that he sends his ministering spirits, his ministering angels as flames of fire, hallelujah. They are now there ministering with you, hallelujah. You're feeling the heat, you're feeling the burn right now, and that's the healing work of God being active in you right now. Receive that now in the name of Jesus. Be restored, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. See, right now I want to pray for and lose some healing for breast cancer, throat cancer, and some swelling. In the name of Jesus, I command the swelling, hallelujah, to reverse. I reverse the curse right now in the name of Jesus. Swelling, go down now. Dissolve in Jesus' name. I rebuke this tumor right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord rebukes you. God, I call on your rebuking authority, Father God. I pray, God, that you rebuke the devourer, hallelujah, in the form of a tumor, Father God, and all the swelling to go down in the name of Jesus. I bring about complete healing and restoration, Father God, as this person, and these people, hallelujah, go back for their next test. Hallelujah. Let there be a praise report. Let your glory, hallelujah, your glory be all over that hospital office, Father God. And let there be testimonies. This person testifies of your greatness. Thank you, Father God, because it's all about you. Loose now. Loose healing now. Loose healing now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now the healing, anointing, and authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Now it's time for the breakthrough segment. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your breakthrough, Lord. I feel your breakthroughs, Lord. I know you've broken through, God, but we just pray, Lord God, completion. God, that you continue to break through unto completion, Lord God. We know that your scripture says that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, Lord. Breakthrough to completion, Lord God. Completion, 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 completion. I speak it right now over you, over us. Completion, 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 completion. Thank you, Jesus. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough into the heavens. Hallelujah. Breakthrough into the atmosphere of fear. Breakthrough into the hard places of our hearts, Lord. Breakthrough into our blind areas, Lord God, that we are unaware of, God. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough into our subconscious minds, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those things, Lord God, are just embedded in and ingrained in our personality, Father God, that we just don't know how to change. Lord, breakthrough, breakthrough, and bring salvation and true deliverance in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, God. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Thank you, God. Breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Praise your name, God. Bless your holy name, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised, God. There is no God like you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the one and only true God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're the one who reigns and rules over everything, God. Mm. Mm. Take your rightful seat, your rightful throne of our hearts, of our minds, and our lives, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Now I want to go ahead and close this thing out with our decree segment. We're going to go ahead and decree some things that are biblically based, decree some of these scriptures. Now, I'm not going to go ahead and give I'll do that. Let's do that. I'm not going to get in the way there. Amen. So that way you can go ahead later and you can look up these scriptures and you can confess them over yourselves. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Remove all the blockages in the name of Jesus in every way that the enemy has tried to interfere or intercept. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that access. We cancel that plan. We thwart that plan. In the name of Jesus, bind up these spirits. Bind up this evil. We bind up these lies. In the name of Jesus, you bind up every distraction right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, loose your angels, Father God, hallelujah, with powers of destruction, with destructive power. Destroy these devils, hallelujah. Destroy their plans. Destroy their influences in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection, hallelujah, covered in the blood of Jesus, around us, around this meeting, around this recording, around these people, around this person listening. Around myself, Father God. No interference right now. I decree and declare right now in Jesus' name. Now, as we go into these decrees, I want you to decree this with authority, the authority that you have in Jesus. And I need you to picture as you decree this in your mind and in your heart, hallelujah, the areas that you need breakthrough. Amen. Decree it by faith. Hallelujah. This Bible says it's that we are justified by faith. Hallelujah. We shall walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I condemn. Let's go ahead and decree that. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I shall condemn. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. I am established in righteousness, and oppression is far from me. I am established in righteousness, and oppression is far from me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. I take the shield of faith and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. I take the shield of faith and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. I am redeemed from spiritual death. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. I am redeemed from the spiritual death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I overcome all because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I overcome, all because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 through 17. I stand in the evil day, having my loins girded about with truth, and I have the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith. I am covered with the helmet of salvation, and I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I stand in the evil day, having my loins girded about with truth, and I have the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith. I am covered with the helmet of salvation, and I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and do that one again. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That concludes this segment. Hallelujah. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, this episode. I pray that it was a blessing unto you. Hallelujah. Walk in the favor of God. Walk in the blessings. Hallelujah. And walk in what he has already predestined for you. He has already qualified for you and prepared you to walk into. Amen. Be healed. Behold. Hallelujah. You are now justified and set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I now seal all this work in the authority and the power and in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want to give a warm thank you for listening. God has called us in these times to break every yoke of bondage, setting the captives free, to bring healing, and to cleanse the earth. If you need prayer, healing, or have a question, go on and hit us up on the text line at 702-723-7228, or head on over to our website for more information and content at www.517redeemed.com. Search and connect with us on social media. We'd appreciate your support in giving or liking and subscribing. I am Markeith with the Seer's Mantle, and you are now listening to 517 Redeemed. Grace and peace.